This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. It's now time for The Property Show with me, Wei Lin. We have only read too often of millennials not able to move out of their own family homes and can only resort to renting outside as they are just not able to afford a property of their own. Demand, however, does not seem to be the issue here. Bank Negara in the middle of last year said demand from first-time buyers, this includes the younger generation, remains strong. It did, however, cite housing affordability as a challenge. What exactly is weighing down on millennials buying their first home and what options are there in the market to tackle this? Joining me on the show is Mohammad Faik, Tan Sri Abu Sahid, the Managing Director of Maju Group. Hi Faik, thanks for joining me on the show.
Hi Willy.
Maju Group is involved in construction, property and infrastructure. As a developer yourself, based on your past projects and experience, is this a case you're observing as well, that millennials are not able to afford their first home?
For this, we actually tried to look at the three main things that millennials are facing today. Well, the three main conditions that we saw was the loan application, the affordability of the down payment, and also bad credit history. So when we came up with Maju KL, we looked at also the integration of the development and how we could give a home for this first home buyers, such as these millennials.
But what is really the main challenge that's weighing down on millennials being able to afford? Is it more towards their credit history or the affordability in terms of forking out for the down payment?
It was actually when we pre-launched the product. It actually depends on the demographic, because I'm not trying to label Chinese, Malays or Indians here, but most of them did not have any capability for the down payment. Down payment was their hardest, because 10% of a house is, let's say, 590 is 59,000. So that's quite painful for them.
Right. So is it a case of property prices being too high or millennials, their income not being high enough?
Well, it's a mixture of a couple of things, i.e. you have some of them actually don't even think of owning a home. They rather use their money for something else, for a car, for a nicer handbag, nicer shoes. They actually don't think of, I want to own a home. So when we came up with this, we said, look, let's make it easier for them and we got to figure something out.
So if they could actually afford a down payment, they would have considered buying a property. That's what you're saying.
I think they should be thinking in that way, because they should have the vision of saying, you know what, 10 years time, what am I going to be? Where am I going to be? I need a home. I need to figure my life out. So that's where Maju KL comes into play. Yeah.
And Maju Group has launched a campaign known as Own It Now to educate millennials in buying a property, part of which you will collaborate with CITOS to improve credit scoring. Could you tell us about it?
So this Edu series, I call it, it's part of workshops that we actually give when they can actually register on our website. My hashtag for this Own It Now is actually sure or not, because...
sure or not?
Yeah, sure or not. Are you sure or not? I can do this.
So oh, okay.
That's why we came up with that. Mm-hmm. It's actually, the word sure or not came by is because the scheme actually says pay 2,000 ringgit and you can sign your SPA on the same day. So when you can do that, most of the developers out there or most of the consumers out there will be like, sure or not? Are you sure?
Whether is it believable or not.
There you go.
This campaign, how new is it to the market?
This is very new. I launched this scheme in December and I only went full-fledged with medias and papers and all that in the last, let's say, a month. So it is getting its traction and that's why I'm here, to tell the people what is it all about.
Right. Fine. So 2,000 ringgit, that's what you pay up front, and that's for the SPA, right? So, like a booking fee.
No, 2,000 is actually legal fees. We label that as legal fees. It is actually, the money goes straight to our lawyers to do your SPA and whatever not. And then after that, your 42 months installment payment plan comes in. So there's 42 months, which the first 12 months you pay 1,000 ringgit. Second 12 months you pay 1,500 ringgit. And the last 18 months you pay 2,000 ringgit.
Right. Just to be sure as well, for this particular scheme, it's for your Sky 5 project.
Yes. The Sky 5 is, because you see, okay, I need to explain this a bit better. There are 7 towers in this development.
Mm-hmm.
Sky 5 is a tower by itself. So I'm launching this tower per tower. As you can see, if I finish selling my Sky 5, I move on to Sky 4, 3, 2, 1, and so on and so forth.
So tell us about the project, the concept. So for Sky 5, why this tower and why, you know, using this scheme to target the millennials, and have you started building it as well?
Well, let's go with the first part of the question. Why Sky 5 is because it's the first part of the construction, because it's a construction program. So when we did Sky 6, we did the conventional way. And when I did the conventional way, yeah, I got to sell a couple of units, a couple of hundred units. But at the end of the day, I was looking at the market conditions. I needed to improvise with what market was doing. The market condition is pretty soft, as you know, Willian. Because when we actually built this development, my father and I, we sat down and we just started thinking, wait a minute, who are we targeting here? So we went, when I launched it with the Prime Minister, I told the Prime Minister that it was M40. M40 was my target.
The middle
income. Yep. M40. That's why the price was, yeah, people would say, oh, it's above 500, it's 590. But this is where I'll tell you later on what is inclusive for this 590.
Right.
So when we did the convention away, I didn't get enough traction with the market conditions and blah, 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 blah. And I saw all the other three issues here with the down payment, bad credit report, and financial issues that these millennials have. Hence, when we said, okay, from now onwards, let's come up with a scheme. And for all our other towers, let's do this. That's where that idea came from.
I see. And for this scheme, like you mentioned earlier, for the first year, the buyer would fork out 1,000 ringgit per month, and that's for the first 12 months.
Yep.
So in a way, you are seeking to target this down payment issue specifically.
Yep.
So it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I buy for it.
Yep.
Based on the 1,000 ringgit per month, though, I mean, going across most millennials, do you think they would be able to afford?
Okay. I know where you're getting at with this one, but I can't make everyone happy here, right? You need a certain amount on the budget. So this is the medium income. Yes, maybe 1,000 could be more. Maybe it could be a lot expensive. But you see, hence, I put it staggered. 1,000, 1,005, 2,000. At least they have a vision and actually an ambition on what they're going to be in the next year. I'm going to have this amount of disposable income. My life is going to improve. Why? Because I'm going to get a raise. I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to be a manager. I'm going to be anything. So at least it gives them time to plan. Yes, Waylin, I can't plan
it's
everybody's...
It's a journey.
So I can't plan for everybody's life.
Of course.
I can't. So yes, this is a... If you look at it, okay, let's go back. Let's take three steps back. Let's just go at the 590,000 house. You take a loan repayment. A loan repayment ratio is normally 3-1. Meaning if your loan repayment is 2,000 a month, you need to have 6,000 household income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do 590 at a 4% rate, blah, 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 mm-hmm. it goes down to about 2.5 loan repayment.
Right. So So Maju is being there for the buyer over the 3.5 years
there
journey.
There you go.
This morning, we are speaking with Muhammad Faik Tan Sri Abu Sahid, the Managing Director of Maju Group, on this morning's The Property Show. In a few moments, we will come back and explore in further detail of the Maju Easy Payment Schedule. We are back in The Property Show on BFM 89.9. I'm Waylin, and this morning we are speaking with Muhammad Faik Tan Sri Abu Sahid, the Managing Director of Maju Group. So Faik, earlier we spoke about the challenges faced by millennials in buying a property of their own, and we also introduced briefly the Own It Now campaign that Maju has rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the selling prices of 590,000 to 617,000 ringgit, so if you divide that by about 880 square feet, it's about 680 ringgit per square feet.
Yep.
Would you consider this as affordable?
We did a market study. We did not just pluck this number mm-hmm. out of nowhere. We looked at other developments within the area. So you're looking at, yeah, people were selling around 600 for the same amount for a bigger square footage, but most of them, let's say 80% of them, were selling at around 700 to 750 within the area. Yes, property prices are coming down. Everybody is charging less now. But I don't see why I should. Why is because the things that I give you in this 590 deal. For a starter, remember you said just now 590 to 617?
That's right.
That's 27,000 difference.
Yep.
For a tower that's only 27 floors. But remember, these are double volumes. They are loft
right.
designs.
Right.
So you're actually going two floors up. So 27 okay. is actually 54 stories. Let me tell you that. 54 plus 10 underneath is actually 60-odd stories. So your view is actually, you're actually going two stories up. And I would like to say that why is this affordable is because it's a loft design. Waylin, I need to tell you to come over to the show unit because we built the show unit to spec, as in two size, to the square footage. And we put everything in there and what your house could look like. So you have to see
it. I would love
it.
To come by one day.
Yeah, you have to see it because when we first built it, I built that show unit in 22 days actually. And because I needed to prove a point. My point was there was no point of me doing artist impressions, 3D rendering, 3D walkthrough. Because nobody understands what a double loft is. Double volume, sorry.
So I, as a buyer, if I were to step inside Sky 5
mm-hmm.
and step out of it, what can I expect?
So the building, the orientation of the building is north and south. So all units face north and south. So you don't get... Well, the sun rises from the west to east, right? So it's over your heads. It's actually not entering your... You don't get that...
Right.
Sunlight.
Into
so
my face.
Southwards is mines. Northwards is KL. And east and west is just greenery. Because you have TPM and lake fields on that side, which is the mine's race course.
And in terms of the accessibility to transport as well?
Okay, this is it. What we like to call this development is an integrated development, i.e.
Okay.
with KTM. I've already got an approval from ministry to build a KTM station there. So okay. it's an extra
just,
stop.
Just outside?
No. Because you see, if you look at the Google map, or where Majukel's site is. I've already installed it in Google, by the way. There's ERL and KTM lines running parallel to the development. Since my development has a shopping mall underneath it, the KTM connects to the commercial. So that's how we name it integrated. And MRT is building right now as we speak, building their piers outside of my development. And their station will be connected to our commercial. Not underground, it's overground, it's off-grade.
Yeah. So all this would be in place in a few years when it's completed, Sky 5.
Because MRT is line 2 and KTM is just building another stop.
Okay. And what about, say, the concept of Sky 5 itself? Because, I mean, millennials today, some, they would go for the lifestyle and they would go for the location. Yep. So
what I would sell to the millennials is the integration of it. This whole easy access infrastructure where I'm going to build new roads in and out, you call it egress and ingress of this building, i.e. Going into North-South Highway because I'm sandwiched by North-South Highway and Best Raya. So I need to build the way in and out of this because that's the North-South Highway, by the way. You know how bad the traffic is. Mm-hmm. Hence, the only possibility of me doing such a big development there was the KTM and MRT because I don't add that many cars onto the road. Hence, this integrated development, I'm going towards government's policies, which is what we call it a TOD. Transit-oriented development.
Okay. And would you consider this as a build-then-sell project or sell-then-build project, actually, Fai?
It will be more... Well, this scheme is a build-then-sell project. I would say so.
Because you haven't sold it until after the three and a half years to buy it. Right.
There you go. Well, I have sold it in a way. I will sold it because you signed your SPA.
Yeah.
There's no catch there. You do sign your SPA.
But what happens if, say, the buyers, I mean, they go through the 3.5 years down payment journey, but what happens if they can't get a loan after that?
That is where the scheme is transferable. It says in the SPA, it is transferable to any Malaysian. Why I say any Malaysian is because other nationalities can't buy anything under 1 million, right?
Yeah.
That's why I say it's Malaysian. So I give them 42 months. Within the 36th month, we will write to them and say, you need to go towards your EF. I have 7 banks on our panel for our EF. They're already there. So why this is beautiful, this scheme is because these 7 banks were already seen you, i.e. for you, Waylin, they already say, okay, Waylin is here. Waylin, her gaji is, I'm not going to say it on radio, but your disposal is this much, it's X amount. In 3 years' time, she has said that she's going to earn this much because she's going to get a promotion, she's going to get this, she's going to get that. And that's hand in hand with our CTOR scoring. Her CTOR score is bad now. Her CTOR score is going to get to 700. Hence, we can actually target her for an EF in 3.5 years' time. Yeah. So that creates a, I wouldn't say a product placement for the banks, but the banks has a better relationship with you.
Yeah, because they've been with me for the whole, and they've been tracking me per se.
Yeah.
Right, so this also depends if I pay my down payment on time, right?
True.
Throughout the 3.5 years.
Installments.
Installments.
We give you 21 days, meaning from each day that you pay. If, for instance, if you are late for, let's say, now is March, you pay in April. If you're late, we actually give you 14 days notice. It's an automated system. Yeah. Everything is controlled by computers these days, right? I have to go the whole millennial way. So
if the buyer doesn't, say, end up paying beyond the 21 days that was given,
right,
and this is the installment for the down payment, what will you do?
That's where you forfeit your money. That's where the legal binding. Look, I'm shouldering quite a bit of burden for you guys. Mm-hmm. I have to ask some from you back, which is just pay on time because you signed the SPA. It's a legal binding document. Because that SPA is actually a lot towards the consumer. Yep. You have to understand that. The developer never wants you to sign an SPA unless he's ready.
True.
Because LAD comes into play, your schedule of age and all that. So I'm shouldering quite a bit of a burden here. All I'm asking you here is...
to do our
Waylin,
part.
Please.
Do our part.
Yeah, do your part.
Okay. So will you help in transferring the ownership? Say, really, after 3.5 years, some actually can't get a loan.
Look, Waylin, at the end of the day, I'm not in the business of taking people's deposit and running away. I'm not in that. Maju hasn't... We're not here to do that. If we are here to do that, we won't come up with this elaborative scheme and not making any money up front. We are trying to do this is because we want people to own home. I, myself, am a millennial. I am a millennial. And I know I have friends that say, hey, do you have any ideas where to buy homes? What is affordable? That got my mind thinking. I'm like, this is a real issue. I mean, we have statistics saying that we need 6 million new homes by 2020. Mm. How do we get that? Yeah. You can't build too cheap of a home, neither you can build too more expensive of a home. So it is in my, I would say, I would actually take, like you said, journey with that person to actually transfer that thing or find him a better solution. Panels, banks. Yes, market is quite soft today. Market will only improve later on. It's a cyclical thing, right? So it is on all my interest to help these buyers.
How will you finance the project?
Look, I already have a bridging in place. by a bank. We haven't drawn down anything yet. Okay. But all in all, the construction, and you can see the site. I'll show you some of my videos of the drone live feed of the site. I'm doing the substructure work. All of that has been internally funded by Maju for now. But of course, to the long term, because this, you're talking about a GDV of 2.0 billion ringgit here. So I'm actually looking at a bridging. Well, there was a bridging that's offered to us by Bank Right Yet. Mm-hmm. I'd like to mention them also. And they're also in our EF panel.
Okay, one of the seven.
Yeah, one of the seven. And we are looking actually to, because of our track record, we were looking at, because we built highways and all that, right? So we were looking at issuing a bond, an unrated bond, you call it. An unrated bond to actually, because my sales proceeds don't come anything earlier than 3 years.
Yeah.
So the sales proceeds would actually go back to the bondholders. That's why the bond works the best.
Okay.
But yet again, we do not know which banks we need to go with. We do not know when we need to do this, but it's in the pipeline. It needs to be done soon.
And banks also look at, you know, of course, the upside of the project, right? In terms of the collateral, in terms of...
Yeah, because you see, I don't sell anything in the development, meaning that I still hold the retail. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that Maju is going to run the retail. And that also doesn't mean that Maju is not going to run the retail. It's still an open-ended question. If you ask me, who do you have to run the retail? Because it affects your house. Of course it does. I know. But we have to keep it, as an entrepreneur, I have to look at options. Mm. I have to look at, is this good? Is this bad? It can be good today. It can be bad later. So I need to really sit down and think about it. We do have plans. We have investors from Korea. We have investors from Hong Kong to look at the retail. But my retail needs can't be just another shopping mall.
We are seeing a glut right now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So it's just more. No, I have to look at what these young people want. We were looking at open office concepts because I can't push a mall past five floors. That's death. Mm. So I'm looking at, you know, yes, you have your normal supermarkets and whatnot. You have your tenants. We were looking at Aeon as our supermarket. We were looking at such other anchor tenants. But it needs to be what we call it normalized, meaning the medium income. It can't be... You know, it can't be Gucci, Prada, and all that. No, it can't be that. So maybe more Uniqlo, maybe more stuff like that.
Affordable.
Yeah, affordable.
For the M40.
Yes, okay. M40.
Right. So very quickly as well, Faik, back to from a buyer's point of view, mm-hmm. right? So it's also the ability to service the loan thereafter. Mm-hmm. So it's a journey, like you said, of going through with them after 3.5 years.
Yep.
They would have, you know, perhaps sort of learn to manage their income better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So because it really depends on the rates they get from banks, the EF, the end financing, right? So from your end, in terms of after 3.5 years, what's your expectations in terms of these people having paid the legal fees for them to actually be able to buy the property?
I'm...
confident?
I'm very confident. Why? It's because that's where we actually... No, look, come on, William. I wouldn't do this if I didn't think about it through, right?
Of course.
So let's put that aside. So the other thing is this educational series. We are look. The one thing I totally forgot about this one. We even went to that extent. We looked at PTPT and defaulters because we wanted to target those guys, not because they have money. I mean, it's not about that. It's about these people are the ones that they always think, "Oh, I'm a defaulter, hence I can't get a loan." That's where this edu series comes into play. I haven't spoken to any PTPT and agency or anything like that, but we are targeting those guys. I actually have one for my sales marketing force, I'll tell you that. I need to look at these guys and I need to see what are they facing. Then tweaks and turns do happen in the scheme. Yeah, but right now, the scheme stays as it is. I think it's pretty good. I really feel confident in this product. But we needed to look at, okay, what are PTPT and looking at? What are millennials such as young engineers looking at? What are bank clerks looking at? Mm-hmm. So we need to look at, because demographic is huge. You're talking about young people. They come, I mean, even a radio DJ like you, I would like to find out.
Not what, a DJ.
Well, sorry. Whatever you are. I need to look at the whole spectrum of things. I need to tap into their minds. What is it? PTPT, and I know what they say because I have one in my sales force. And she says, we can't even go to a bank because we don't want these things to surface.
Right, or the history.
There
right?
you go. Oh. That's where this installment plan comes into play. See, it's not I'm trying to hide them, but I'm allowing them.
Final question, right?
Yeah.
So what other projects do you have in the pipeline? And will you apply this scheme to your future projects?
I'm not going to say if this thing is going to be a success. It will be a success because we're working hard to help people own their homes. Millennials out there, M40s out there, millennials or not, investors, even for the baby boomers, because they want to buy for their children, their uncles and aunties want to buy, right? So if you ask me how good is this, this is pretty good. And yes, I will apply it to all my other developments. I have another one coming up, which is in Salat South.
Okay.
Which is just the west. It's just west of our Max Toll. Salat South Toll, going towards KL. It's on your left. That's another one that's in between two highways, Max and Best Raya.
This is part of Maju KL as well? Or
No,
right?
No.
It's not anymore. Okay.
See, Maju KL is the name of the project. The name of the developer is ASMD, Kuala Lumpur. It is a full subsidiary owned by Maju Holdings.
Right. So if, say, as a buyer, I missed out on this, you know, this particular Sky 5, I can look forward to other projects as well.
There's a with lot the of units here. There's about 4,000 units here. So
yes.
You always
in the longer
have a chance.
Term. All right. Thank you so much, Faik. So we've been chatting with Muhammad Faik Tan Sri Abu Sahid, the Managing Director of Maju Group. If you missed any part of this program, download the podcast at our BFM app on both Google Play and the App Store. That's all for this week's The Property Show. Join us again next Friday after the 9:30 a.m. news for more. I'm Waylin for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.